Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
During the break, me and PJ Glasser in for Jenks today, have been wondering who's in the circle of trust in the NFL. Like, usually it feels like there's at least three or four teams. We're like, okay, this is the cream of the crop, and these are the teams that you can count on in the postseason. But right now, it feels like that list is very short. And in fact, PJ, I think we've decided the circle of trust is simply one team. It is only the LA Rams.
I mean, they're definitely at the top of the list right now, especially if they stay healthy. Stafford and McVay have won a Super Bowl together. They have a terrific offense. Mm-hmm. Their defense is terrific. They're one of the best in the league against the run. They force turnovers. They do everything really well. So they right now are just below the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. I think because of the Eagles' record and the chance, and because they beat the Rams head-to-head, still have a chance to get the one seed, is the reason why Philly is still as the favorite at BetMGM. But yeah, I think most people would agree right now the Rams are better, and they would be the team at this point that you would trust more than Philadelphia. Then in the AFC is where it really gets interesting. I think the team at the top for me is still Kansas City. Chelsea, I think this is the toughest thing to do in sports. You were comparing KC to the Astros, which I think is a really good bet. It's when a team has been so good for so long, it's so hard to kind of differentiate like how good the team actually is versus how good they have been and just waiting for them to kick it into that second gear, right? And like, I mean, if Kansas City still played Buffalo in the playoffs, or they still played the Ravens in the playoffs, or whoever in the playoffs, like, you'd probably still bet Kansas City, right? Just because it's such a hurdle for those other two teams to beat the Chiefs when it matters most. So do the Patriots look better right now? Yes. Do the Colts look better right now? Yes. Like, there are plenty of teams in the AFC. Denver looks better, obviously. They just beat them yesterday and look like the better team. So there are plenty of teams that look better than the Chiefs, eye test-wise. They obviously have a better record than the Chiefs right now. But I just think, like, even though we're heading to week 12 and Kansas City, if the playoffs started today, they wouldn't be in it. They're two games back essentially of Jacksonville because the Jags have the tiebreaker. Like, for me personally, like, it's still hard for me to trust any team in the AFC more than Kansas City, just because every year of Mahomes' career, he has been to the AFC championship game, just like the Astros made it to the ALCS for seven straight years. So it's still probably the Chiefs, as crazy it is for me, as the number one team I trust the most in the AFC. I'm just a proponent of until they don't do it, or until I see somebody else do it, I can't trust it. So I still have to go with the Chiefs in the AFC. But I mean, like, if they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be an absolutely nuts year trying to watch the AFC playoffs and see who makes it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough day for the NFL's rigged crowd, because as you're sitting there watching that Chiefs game yesterday, like, you almost expect something wild to happen on the final play. You're like, they won't get this field goal off. Like, there's no way the Broncos hit this and win this game. Like, the Chiefs can't keep losing. Roger Goodell's going to lose his mind, because that is a big fan base and that is a big, you know, name brand right now, where it's the Kansas City Chiefs, it's Patrick Mahomes, it's Travis Kelce, it's Andy Reid, it's Taylor Swift. Like, that is a large swath of the population that Roger Goodell probably does not want missing from the postseason. So I'm standing there, I'm like, all right, like, let's wait for the penalty or something to happen. They're going to run it back for a touchdown, or the game is going to end in a wild way. And when it doesn't, and the Broncos hit the game-winning field goal, I feel like I can't even accept it. You know, for the next 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, I guess they did win. Huh, that's crazy. Because as you were alluding to, I feel like for me, when I'm looking for a team that's in the circle of trust, I want them to fill out both Venn diagrams, where one is the stats, the numbers, and the record, where their offense needs to look good on paper, like the scoring margin needs to be good. And then the other Venn diagram is, do they have postseason experience? I need both of those to overlap. And right now, it feels like the Rams are really the only team that fits those, because we have the teams with postseason experience, you know, like the Bills and the Chiefs. And you look at them and you're like, oh, you know, even if their record's not that great, I can still forgive some of that. And then you have the teams who have the great records and the great numbers, like the Patriots and the Colts, but they don't have the postseason experience. So it's like, which one do you think matters more this year? Will you take a chance on a team that doesn't have postseason experience but has really good numbers and they've looked really solid? Like, look at the Patriots. I understand it's very easy to look at Daniel Jones and be like, all right, Daniel Jones, like, do we want to trust him in the postseason? But Drake May's still a young quarterback. So let me ask you, PJ, would you rather trust a team with postseason experience or a team that has shown it week in and week out and maybe just doesn't have the experience in the postseason?
I'd rather trust the team with postseason experience. I think Minnesota showed us all last year with Sam Darnold that when you get to the, you know, when you get to the end of December, when you get to early January, like, it's just a different brand of football. That was a team that won 14 games last season. People thought Sam Darnold should be in the MVP conversation. He was terrific all year for Minnesota. And then in their two biggest games, the regular season finale against Detroit and then the playoff game against the Rams, he turned back into, you know, Jets Sam Darnold. So it's just a different brand of football, you know, regular season to postseason. And that's why I'll always go with the postseason, because so much of it is mental. The teams that have been there, the teams that have had success, the teams that have won already have such a head start over the teams that are trying to get over that hump, you know? So again, that's why I still think the Chiefs would be my pick right now to represent the AFC, especially at the current odds. So Buffalo's the favorite at BetMGM, 4-1, Indy's 50, and then the Colts are plus 500, Ravens are 6-1, Broncos plus 650, and then the Patriots are also plus 650. So, I mean, that's what, like, you got six teams that are in between plus 400 to plus 650. It's so wide open. But again, I mean, none of these teams, Drake May, Bo Nix, like, they haven't won a playoff game. Daniel Jones has won one. And then we know the Ravens and Bills can't get past the Chiefs. So it would still be Kansas City for me. But, like, as you look at the AFC kind of picture right now and you look at the odds, who would be your pick? Like, if you had a bet right now, today, to win the AFC, who would you choose as your bet?
Well, I think that, once again, we've probably missed the boat on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play.
Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Patriots, now that they're down to plus 650, but like that was the talking point last week. Just simply because I think when it's so wide open, or at least that's what it feels like in the AFC this year, you try to get some value and say, okay, who can I get a pretty decent price to at least make it to the AFC Championship game? Because I think you know my stance on betting on the AFC is that, or the AFC or the NFC, just somebody who needs to get to the game, because you have one side of the coin, if they even get there, for, you know, 8-1 or whatever. You know, that's what the Patriots were last week, but now they're down to plus 650. I do think that number only shortens from here, because I think they have another easy game next week. I need to double check, but I think their schedule lines up pretty well.
Yeah.
But I think your point is well received about the Chiefs. Like, it's one of those things where if it is a one game sample size, like, who are you trusting in the last 2 minutes of the postseason? Like, for me, it's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. But I will say this, like, eventually the torch has to be passed, and dynasties don't live forever. So, I mean, maybe it's somebody else this year. I mean, I think that would be extremely interesting. But I mean, all of these teams absolutely have flaws. Like, even if you look at the Bills, like, that defense is a problem. Like, they had to score, what, 44 points to win over the Bucs? Like, that doesn't feel like a winning formula. And we've seen what the Chiefs can do to the Bills in the postseason.
Let me ask you this, too, right? So I just ask you, of those six teams, Bills, Colts, Chiefs, Ravens, Broncos, Patriots, team that you would trust the most, team that you would bet, which of those teams would you least trust, right? So if we were having like a fantasy draft of those six teams and we were picking like the teams out of the AFC, who would be your last pick of those six teams? Because I also think that's super interesting, right? I think you could kind of make a case probably for the Chiefs and the Bills probably wouldn't be your last pick. But, you know, it's interesting. Like, I think with the other four teams, probably, I think I would go with the Colts most likely, just because the Broncos have the dominant defense. The Patriots, I think, of the three teams, definitely have the most talented quarterback. And I just trust Vrabel so much as an underdog, especially against some of these better teams. Indy, again, going back to Minnesota, it feels like they might be this year's version of the Vikings, where they're that great regular season team. We're already starting to see it, though, with that 6-turnover game against the Steelers, and then they go overseas and they go to the overtime with the Falcons and probably should lose that game. So I think the regression's starting to come for Indy. It's awesome they're playing the Chiefs this week and we get to see those two teams against each other. I think the Colts would probably be my last selection, though.
That was my first instinct, is just the Colts, they're putting up these great numbers, but a lot of it is against bad teams. But I do think it's important, especially because we are human beings, and I think we have these like innate narratives that live in us, whether we like it or not. Sometimes you need to fact check your feelings. So I'm looking at the schedule for the Colts, and I'm saying, okay, what ammo do we have to go against the Colts that say, okay, the Colts may be frauds? I'm looking at the schedule, and it does feel like when they play the best teams in the NFL, like, they're one game against the best team in the NFL, or at least the team that plays the best week to week. You know, they lost to the Rams 27-20, but that was a relatively close game. So they have shown that they can, like, keep it close. But Daniel Jones had two picks in that game. So, like, Daniel Jones was not carrying the team to a victory in that one. He was 24-33 with a couple of interceptions. But, I mean, they belong in the conversation. It's just one of those things where I have this feeling in the NBA where I think you'll have to go to the postseason before and lose before you win an NBA Finals. Like, we saw that with the Thunder, didn't we? Where, like, the Thunder made a good run in the postseason before they could win an NBA Finals. So I kind of feel that way about the Colts.
Right. Yeah. I think Shaq had that phrase, you have to learn how to lose before you can learn how to win, which is so true. I mean, you see it with so mm-hmm. like very, very few teams. I mean, even the Chiefs and Mahomes, you know, like they lost in that yeah. AFC title game his first year to Brady. D Ford was offside and then the rest was history and the Patriots go to the Super Bowl. So everybody does it. Even the teams that win for so long, they have to lose first usually before they end up winning. So yeah, I think it's probably the Colts. Their offense has been so good, though. Jonathan Taylor's unbelievable. And, you know, they did go for it, and credit to them on defense, getting Sauce Gardner, and when they get Shadarius Ward mm-hmm. back, they're going to have a really good secondary. So the Colts know. I mean, if they want to win in the playoffs, you have to have a great running game, which they do. Check. Good offensive line, which they do. And then you got to have a really good defense to go up against all these awesome quarterbacks in the AFC. So yeah, it's that Chiefs-Colts game to me is the game I'm most excited for next week, just because the Chiefs, I mean, they were in must-win mode coming out of the bye against Denver. Now you lose that game and you really put yourself in a hole. So we know they're going to be in big-time desperation mode. And obviously the Colts, I mean, they're trying to keep pace with the top teams in the AFC with Denver and New England and try and do everything they can to get that number one seed. They also still have to play Houston and Jacksonville each twice, Chelsea. So even though right now they have 3-game advantage on the Jags and a 4-game advantage on Houston, you still have to play those two teams twice at KC, at Seattle, and home against San Francisco. It looked really good with Brock Purdy yesterday. So Indy's got a really tough schedule coming out of the bye week, and they got some important games. So we're gonna learn about the Colts a lot here over the next 7 weeks.
I'm real interested to see what the number is on the Chiefs to miss the postseason. I just found it in another book. It's not at BetMGM just yet. So the Chiefs are only +150 to miss the postseason. Because I was thinking to myself, is this going to be a difficult decision? Because if it's upwards of 2-1 for the Chiefs to miss the postseason, like, we're getting late in the season quick. But at +150, PJ, I think I already know the answer to this question is that would you take the Chiefs to miss the postseason at a plus money price?
I would not. No, I would not. As a matter of fact, my bet would be if they lose to Indianapolis on Sunday, I'd grab them at plus money to make the playoffs. I cannot bet the Chiefs to miss the playoffs until I see it. I can't do it. I can't. So, you know, maybe they don't go to the Super Bowl this year. Maybe they don't even go to the AFC Championship game this year. Maybe that's the first time that they don't do that in the Mahomes era. I have a hard time, Chelsea, believing that they're going to miss the playoffs. You know, the Denver game didn't look good yesterday, but when they've been healthy and Rice has been back and they have looked really, really good most of the time on offense, they've started to look like the Chiefs again. So, again, they've dug themselves in a hole. They know it's time and they got to go win games. The schedule does get a little more favorable for them after having a brutal kind of middle stretch here of the season. So I still think they're going to make the playoffs, but even if I didn't at +150, I'd need a better price.
Maybe it's one of those things where matchups matter in the postseason, and it really depends on the team that they face, similar to March Madness, where we will see maybe there is a strength versus weakness there, but it should be interesting as we roll along in the AFC. More NFL talk after the break as we break down our MVPs of the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.